The case of Olinda Johnston, July 10, 47, addresses a letter to Dr. Ranol Story, S-T-E-U-R-Y 2915359. Dear Dr. Story, a follow-up for Mrs. Johnston, who has chronic renal failure, history of lupus, hypertension, prior acute abnormalities at the time of hypovolemia, celebrates lisinopril. I have not seen her since July, has been followed through the lupus doctor in December. Nothing appears to be active, same plaquenil and prednisone. Up to date with the eye exam, apparently okay. Has gained significant amount of weight, 166 up to 182. There has been some edema right leg, more than on the left. And apparently venous Doppler, arterial Doppler both has been negative. She has noticed some sweet odor in the urine, but there is no burning, no pain, no cloudiness, no blood. She has chronic frequency nocturia and incontinence, wears a pad, no infection, denies nausea, vomiting, bowel problems, no diarrhea, no bleeding, no sores, ulcers on the feet, minimal numbness, tingling, no claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation, no major dyspnea, no cough sputum production, does not use any oxygen or inhalers, no smoking, medication list review. The only thing different is that she's not taking the cholestyramine and no Norco. She is back on the vitamin D125. Today, blood pressure 130 over 70. This is on the left side of the large calf. There is obesity, some degree of Cushing's goit appearance, normal pupils, no carotid bruise, JVD, no neck masses, no arrhythmia through effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial wrap, overweight, no ascites, and today no edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, creatinine 1.49. She's been between 1.2 and 1.6. A normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, a normal calcium, phosphorus, low level of albumin, 3.5, anemia 12.7 with a normal white blood cell platelet count. I don't have a urine sample right now, but in July, a prior one in July was no blood, no cells, and a low level of albumin creatinine ratio, protein 1 plus. There has been a PTH at 128. And vitamin D at 29, which is okay. Next paragraph, adjusted and planned. Chronic renal failure, hypertension, blood pressure nicely controlled on Norvasc and atenolol, no symptoms of uremia or severe volume overload, no significant problems of potassium, minimal metabolic acidosis and anemia, no need for EPO treatment intravenous iron. We need to update on the PTH, continue same Rocaltrol vitamin D125 replacement. No evidence of activity in the lupus, low-grade proteinuria, presently not on any ACE inhibitors or ARBs. We'll see what the new chemistry shows in February. Blood test changed to every 3 months. Because of the significant weight gain, as well as this prolonged exposure to steroids, and the reported of feeling hungry all the time, and the urine a sweet smell, I'm going to do a fasting glucose, including a hemoglobin A1C. See already some cholesterol treatment. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.